This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's lots of news about the world's banks this morning. New York Community Bank will buy part of the failed Signature Bank. And overseas, the big Swiss bank, UBS, will buy its troubled rival, Credit Suisse. The reaction?
Shares of Credit Suisse dropped 63% in early trading on the Swiss stock exchange after UBS announced a nearly $3.25 billion deal orchestrated by regulators to stave off further turmoil in the global banking system. Swiss authorities urged UBS to take over its smaller rival after a plan for Credit Suisse to borrow up to 50 billion francs failed to reassure investors and bank customers. I'm Donna Warder.
China's President Xi Jinping arrived in Moscow this morning on a three-day visit as Russia's war in Ukraine grinds on. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine is expected to dominate the meeting between visiting Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Russia's Vladimir Putin in Moscow. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says there are concerns China may agree to help Putin in the war effort.
China has not condemned Putin's invasion of Ukraine. They are still buying Russian oil and energy resources.
He tells Fox News Sunday experts wonder if there will be talk of a China-brokered ceasefire, which would give Putin a strategic advantage. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More testimony today before a New York grand jury. This time we're hearing a lawyer allied with former President Trump. Trump will testify in the hush money investigation. Miami Beach's mayor says they don't want spring break in their city. There were two separate shootings Friday night and early Sunday that left two people dead. The city imposed an overnight curfew. About 43,000 people died in Somalia's drought last year. That from a new report. This is AP News. To the movies now with the AP's Margie Zarletta.
Shazam! Fury of the Gods had a disappointing debut weekend in theaters, but still made enough to be number one at the box office.
Hey, Khaleesi!
Shazam! Fury of the Gods made $30.5 million in its first weekend in North American theaters, according to studio estimates. It was expected to make at least $35 million. The first Shazam debuted with more than $53 million in 2019. Last week's number one, Scream 6, drops to second. Creed 3 takes number 3, followed by 65. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, is in fifth place.
The AP's Margie Zarletta reporting. A TV meteorologist in Los Angeles is recovering after fainting on the air during a weekend newscast. Alyssa Carlson, in a post on Facebook, thanked viewers for all the texts, calls, and well wishes. "I am going to be okay," she wrote. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.